Newtown on March the
portion. We are now reconvened for the administrative portion of the meeting. We have one item on admin consent. I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Do we have any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. The motion is approved.
Okay, the first discussion matter is NSP, Integrated Resource Plan. They submitted some interesting information related to that. Commissioner Fedorchak, I think I know where you want to go with this.
Well, I just noted the filing from NSP on their plan to seasonally operate two of their coal facilities in the MISO market, and they had submitted that to the Minnesota Commission for approval and filed it a copy with us. Now, it's not something that I guess we don't need to approve it, but I felt like I wanted to hear more from the company about that, and I wasn't sure where, how we should do that. If you guys want to have a discussion with them, if I should just do something through staff with them, we want to, I think an informal would be helpful.
Yeah, but I talked to Pat about the same thing, and I agree that an informal, it does tie back to 19-220, the case number. Mm-hmm. Because it is potentially a modification of the IRP, but I'd like to hear more about it just in general because it's a different approach.
Significant change.
For that type of a generating unit. So, Pat, can we get an informal scheduled for that? Let's move it down to scheduler. So that's the direction you wanted to go.
I think that would be helpful because from my understanding in talking with Pat, if we have an informal, that information can feed back to the or will be included into the docket on the integrated resource plan. And I'm still hopeful that we're going to take some action on that and the what is it called? Resource treatment framework. Yeah, we've kind of just been stalled on that, but I'd like to be pursuing that additionally in the integrated resource planning process in some way, shape, or form with NSP. So I think an informal would be good.
Okay, perfect. We'll move it to scheduling. And then second on the discussion is the Senex pipeline, and that is the 10-inch refined fuels pipeline. Pat?
Yes, on February 3rd, Senex filed a request with the commission, and I made copies for the commissioners. Mm-hmm. Regarding that, they want to do some winter construction, and in order to do that, they need to remove topsoil, and so the commission's order requires that they get commission approval for that. And then this morning we got an addendum to that, and you don't have that yet. I thought I'd just hand it out here. And it's another location with two bell holes and some pipe that they want to install, but they need to do this winter construction and winter topsoil removal, and they're asking that, they're asking for expedited approval.
So just to be clear, though, he's not asking us to approve it today here in this mm-hmm. meeting.
Right.
What we're deciding is whether we want to do a work session on this or something of that nature or direct staff to review it and delegate the approval process to them.
If the commission does want to act on it, I have a motion prepared for it, if you want to.
Okay. Well, personally, I haven't had a chance to look through it close enough to do that, and I trust you guys from an engineering standpoint to review the documents and make the determination if it's appropriate. So I would rather delegate it to you, but I'd defer to you guys, too, if you want to take action today. I don't want it to be dragged out, though. I mean, it needs to be done expeditiously and you guys, sure. Yeah.
This is an expansion, if I read the permit correctly. It's just expanding areas that they're already removing topsoil currently, correct?
Well, it was my understanding of the filing is these are areas that they did not remove topsoil, or they placed topsoil, put it back, and now they have to remove it again.
Mm-hmm.
Because the construction was stopped for one reason or another during the summer months.
Yeah,
they haven't completed the line yet.
Right. No, I went through and looked at the maps and read through it. I'm more than comfortable having staff as well. Let's move forward with it. And Pat, we can do that, correct, without...
We may need a commission motion to delegate this authority to staff.
Oh, is that what Pat and Jack recommended?
That's not the motion in the order that you generated, though.
No, the motion I generated was for commission to approve it.
Well, is that expedited if we go that route instead?
Yeah, I mean, I recommend approval. What they're doing is in the smaller areas, they're using a heat mat, mm-hmm, to thaw the frost from the soil and then stripping the topsoil. In the longer stretches, they're following the guidelines that we referenced in the commission's order. And so I recommend approval.
Okay. Well, maybe it'd be easier to just do the motion and take care of it right now.
Okay.
Randy, you have thoughts?
I will just say that if it would wait much longer, they won't need the permission because it'll get to be spring and the frost will be gone. So I assume they're in quite a hurry on this. But that being said, I had a potential conflict of interest on this pipeline and so did not participate in the decision on it. And none of these spots are in that same area. And so I don't know if technically that would alleviate my conflict or not. But rather than figure that out, I will just abstain from this discussion today.
Sounds fine. Okay, well, let's go ahead and do this. Can I just
the motion? Yes, right, we're still within the same meeting. So.
I move the commission approve the removal of topsoil during the winter by Senex Pipeline LLC at the location specified and using the methods specified in the February 3rd, 2020 and February 5th, 2020 filings in the Senex Pipeline LLC, 10-inch refined fuels pipeline, Williams, Montreal Ward Counties, citing application case number PU-17-97.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Do we have any further discussion? Sensing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Then we will get into scheduling and circling back to Heskett 4. And Jerry, did we pin a date down on that? Or
can you have me?
I think we've already...
See him.
Covered that ground, correct?
We've been around and around on this one, and it appears that we can make May 4th and 5th work. Tim, the ALJ, had a conflict on the 4th, and I haven't been able to talk to him to see if he could reassign it. I assume that they find a different ALJ if he can't do it.
Yeah.
And so I'd suggest that we go ahead with May 4th and 5th, and we'll deal with the ALJ thing.
Okay, and I believe that works for everybody.
It does.
Commissioner Christman.
I had a... issue with hooking up here. The 4th, I believe, is the date that we have an SPP call. What time, if we're doing, are we trying to get this in one day that we need to start early? Or
could you just take a break for the call, or could you have staff do the call? Because I have a call that day too, but I'll just assign it to staff.
We can work out something if we need to start right away in the morning.
So starting on the 4th.
Do we think this is going to be a two-day meeting?
You know, I hope it's done in one day, but yeah, it could go too.
Because our meeting is from 9 to 10.
Well, we could start later if you really want to be part of it.
Yeah. And we would go into a second day, though. Increase the odds that we would.
Probably. Yeah.
I'll work around either way. My preference would be to start at 10, but if you want to start at 8 or something, I'm fine with that, too. Well, except for Vic, will Victor be a part of this? Is he going to be advisory or advocacy staff?
Well,
advocacy. Victor's advocacy.
Yeah, he might be able to get away and do the call if you...
Well, why don't we just start at 10 o'clock and...
Okay.
I think it's still realistic to think we would be completed before 5. And if we go into day 2, we go into day 2, but...
Well, I mean...
I'd say there's a reasonable chance that we would go into day 2.
Okay.
Do you think we would avoid it with the extra...
If we started earlier?
Right.
You know, maybe.
Just want to be cognizant of the company having to marshal their resources for the consecutive days, but, you know, it's a part of the process as well.
The hearing on the accounting stuff might go a little longer anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, let's start at 10 o'clock then on the 4th, May 4th.
Okay.
That works for you then?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you.
And then the second scheduling matter would be NSP. That's the advance prudence on the Mower County Wind Facility. And Jerry, that you're up again.
So I have some dates here that'll work. And let me just go down them in order. May 14th.
That's a yes for me.
Where is this? Oh, this would be here. Yeah, that would work.
I have Lignite Research Council in the afternoon.
Okay.
You're really being very difficult.
I know.
Other dates?
Other dates. Yep, next.
May 20th.
That is not...
Not good for me.
It works for me. I just want to get that in.
Next date.
Are we working
on May 21?
What did you say, Jerry?
21st.
Next date is May 21.
That works for me, too.
That may not work for me.
I can make it work, if necessary. What else?
My other dates are the 27th through the 29th.
We have a commission meeting on the 27th. 28th works.
28th and 29th are both good for me.
Both work for me.
Did I hear yes on 28th?
The 28th does work. 28th works.
Okay, May 28th.
Unless Elizabeth.
Are you sure, Randy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so 5:28 is what we are going to schedule. And what time do we want to start, 9 a.m. again or earlier?
I think, well, I don't know, 9 sounds good just to make sure.
How long would you anticipate?
Huh?
How long?
Estimate on the time it will take.
Oh, I would hope that it would be done within a day. So I said, that's why I said 9 a.m., just to make sure.
Well, we...
So you were just talking about May 28th?
Yeah.
I think we don't have that date from the ALJ as an okay date. They only went...
Did I mess it up? Let me hang on.
They were okay with...
No, Hope is the ALJ, and I have from her, because she's good 27 through 30th.
Of April.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Talk about April April.
We're talking about May.
Whoops. Whoops, you are absolutely right. Good catch, Victor.
So all these days we were talking about were in April?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
April 27th,
28th. I think those are SPP days, right?
Yes. The 27th, 28th are SPP days.
29th.
My problem with April is I came back that NSP wasn't good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'll be when I'm coming back.
What was the option, the 21st, didn't that potentially work? You weren't sure, right?
Of May?
Yeah.
No.
May 21st is not on, the ALJ is not available.
No, the ALJ is not on that one.
So what are the 20th was and the
22nd? The 22nd is on the ALJs, but not on NSPs.
So what were the earlier date was the
thing? But let me. We can't get a different ALJ. We are on the MDU case.
SPB.
Let's go back to
the, I screwed up.
If it has to be, I'll have to come back earlier and come back, and we'll have to on the 29th then.
Okay.
I don't think that works for that. Do you have any flexibility there on the 29th?
This is
okay.
These were just.
Maybe you should check on that, Dave, just because it's looking complicated.
And then it's just.
Well, if they prefer May, then. I thought we were really pressed for time here. And
May 20th is. Good.
May 19th, 20th, and 21st, I can't commit to those days.
Well, what happens if we get out into the beginning of June?
I haven't checked the dates out that far.
Yeah, myself and then two company witnesses. Are you talking May 14th?
Yes.
I have a one call board meeting that day.
There's still a lot of conflicts popping up here.
I think we have more time on this one. We don't have to issue the notice yet.
Could we look at June 8th or 9th?
A June date?
I mean, it's really getting out there. It's not a huge difference between the end, third week of May till.
They work for me. I think the company hadn't checked with their witnesses yet. But
okay.
We could throw those out as options.
We don't have confirmation from the ALJ that they're available.
Well, but if they check on that and we check on the ALJ, that might be the best option.
Well, the ALJ is not available on that day. At least Hope isn't.
Yeah.
But they could get somebody else, maybe.
Well, if the 8th or 9th would work, then I could attend that meeting on that Tuesday. That would require me to fly back on the 29th.
Jerry, can you take one more look at the 29th of April just to see? Because I think that works for everyone except we're missing potentially the ALJ, which. Okay, why don't we check on that just to see if it works, and if not, then we'll target June 8th or 9th.
Okay.
Okay, so Dave's going to check the 29th.
And the June dates.
And the June dates, and we'll see if we can find one that works.
And end of June. So if the 29th don't work, I will ask everybody how they're doing in June.
Okay.
Ask them regardless. I would actually prefer the June ones if it can work for the company and everybody else.
Okay.
All right. Let's see, I had Coyote Creek on, but that has been taken care of. The NSP, we don't need to schedule that now because we've taken care of it. I have just got one last thing, and that would be we had talked to Steve about just doing a budget update.
We can talk about that this afternoon and okay. Get something scheduled.
Okay, perfect.
Mr. Chairman, didn't we need to schedule informal on that integrated resource plan? I'm fine with
it. It's kind of important because you'll have specific people that don't understand that and will want to make sure they're available.
Okay. All right. Anything else on scheduling for either of you?
I do not.
Okay. Then we are adjourned. Thank you.